Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So on to these stark warnings on the front page of the Irish Times this morning. Kitty Holland is writing that a winter of rolling surges in serious respiratory infections, measles and a possible Mpox outbreak lie ahead. So how concerned should we be? I'm joined by Dr. Dennis McCauley, GP in Donegal and President of the Irish Medical Organisation, and Cliona O'Farrelly, who's Professor of Comparative Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. And you're both welcome. Dennis, I'm going to start with you, and we'll start with COVID, our old friend. It hasn't ever really gone away. It's lingered throughout the summer. I know people listening to this might know somebody or might have COVID themselves. There's a bit of it around now, but we're going to see more of it, aren't we?
We are. It's been a dirty old summer, and I think the respiratory infections have just kept on coming. We're seeing a lot. We're seeing COVID. We're seeing a lot of other viruses also. I think before we start sort of stratifying them into their different types, I think we should all say to everybody, if you've got a temperature and you feel under the weather, stay at home for a day until the temperature has actually abated. And if we start with that principle, you know, you don't have to test for COVID, you don't have to do anything. If you feel unwell, stay at home. And this becomes more important now as we move indoors during the winter. We just want to eliminate the amount of spread of viruses generally. Mm-hmm. But COVID isn't the flu. It still is a surprising virus. It is killing people still, mainly people who are at risk, but it's still catching what we would perceive to be healthy people and knocking them for sick. So it isn't just the flu, it is actual COVID. You still have to respect COVID.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you know, we all, when we get a respiratory illness, we all want to know what it is. And that's a very natural thing. But you're saying be less concerned about what it is and testing and so on, and be more concerned with staying away from other people.
I think so, yes. And I think it was always the case, if you test for COVID and it isn't COVID, you feel that's fine. But actually, some of the viruses that are presently floating around, you know, are just as nasty as COVID. So you're saying, I don't have COVID, so I'll just spread the other nasty viruses instead. So I think, that's the basic principle. And then we can move on to vaccination.
Well, RSV was a thing of particular concern. I know last year we spoke about it a lot for babies and young children. So what are we likely to see in that regard over the coming months?
I think we have to be careful. I think the big news is that I think from September on, I think all new babies in Ireland that are born over the winter period will be offered a once-off passive safe vaccine to prevent that child getting RSV. It'll also have the knock-on effect of preventing the spread beyond. It's then called ReservMAP, and it is a useful thing. But respiratory syncytial virus is a nasty virus. It's the virus that gives your child that awful wheeze, the expiratory wheeze, and they cough at night. They don't feed well, and it's particularly nasty for children under a year, particularly under 6 months.
Okay, now vaccine campaigns, I'm sure, will begin soon from the HSE for flu and for COVID as well. Not everybody will be eligible for those vaccines, but you're saying to those who are, to think very seriously about getting them.
Yeah, I think there's been a change this year. I think the flu vaccine is free from 60 up, and also for pregnant ladies, people in the healthcare sector, and or people who would have just are at risk. Really, I think that, you know, I think looking at the vaccine, it's, you and I, we've talked about vaccines for years, but the thing is that they're still very important. There, I think coming up to the end of COVID, it almost seemed as if vaccines were optional. Shall I take the COVID vaccine this year or not? So there's an optionality that really shouldn't exist when it comes to things like the flu. And the one group I didn't mention was people from 2 to 17 years of age. So I think the flu is a good idea. It's good for you. It's good for everybody in your area. Particularly I think that it hasn't been established yet. The flu vaccine for school children. It hasn't become established here in Ireland yet, but we know from a lot of studies in England that if you can get a small proportion, a relatively small proportion of children, school children, given the flu vaccine, it really does prevent the spread of it generally. But I think that the flu vaccine, when you're there having the flu vaccine, have the COVID vaccine. It's the same vaccine. I get the same arguments. Well, I'm not sure if I'll take the COVID this year. Is it safe, doctor? And I would have said, well, 2 years ago, you'd have sold your house to get this vaccine. It's the same vaccine and it's very safe.
Right. Cliona, that might be a good point to bring you in, Professor of Comparative Immunology, and thank you for being with us this morning. Every year we hear that the flu vaccine needs to be altered to deal with the dominant strain that is expected. So when is that likely to happen? We look at what happens in the Southern Hemisphere and we take the information from there. That's how it works, isn't it?
Exactly. The flu, like many viruses, the flu can change, and so it changes every year. And so the vaccine that worked last year won't necessarily work as well this year. And so we look to see which one dominates in Australia, and then that's usually the one that's offered. And it's becoming the same with COVID. It's changing. That virus is changing as well. So this is why people are strongly recommended to go and get the COVID vaccine or booster if they can, so as they get the most recent one.
You hear what Dennis is saying there a lot, though, don't you? Well, I've had loads of COVID vaccines now, so I'm not going to have it this year.
Exactly. And but again, I think people, most of us know somebody who have got very sick. It's just, as Dennis says there, it's not just with COVID, but with there are other viruses around. And we know some people get very sick. And so I think it just makes sense that we should take something that would stop us. We don't know who are the people who are going to get very sick. And the other thing, Claire, again, your listeners will have heard about this a lot, but some people's immune systems get scarred by infection. And we've heard of long COVID, and other viral infections do the same. So the damage can be lasting. Mm-hmm. So if we can protect ourselves against that, it makes sense.
And you heard Dennis talking about the other things that would be high on his agenda or concern list, RSV and other respiratory illnesses as well. Do you expect to see big waves of them coming at us?
It seems like this is going to be the case. And another thing that's really unfortunate is there's increase in measles and mumps. And this is all as a result of some people not having got their children vaccinated. So again, if people were in that category who are thinking, oh, it was optional, if they would think again and just make sure that all their children were vaccinated with MMR, I mean, it's just tragic to think that some children might die of measles in this day and age when we have such a good vaccine against it.
Yeah, and Dennis, we have seen a number of cases of measles over the summer, haven't we? There was an alert last week when someone with measles travelled on a bus.
There are, so far this year there have been 82 cases of measles. And I think I agree with Cliona completely. I think there's two things we haven't talked about. One is measles and the other is whooping cough. And I think that measles is, if truth be told, we came out strong about measles about 2 months ago. There wasn't a big reaction from the people who haven't got the vaccine. And I think as they don't perceive themselves at risk yet. So everybody's been talking about measles in the abstract, unfortunately. And I think it's just the reality of the world. We need to have an outbreak and then suddenly people will pay attention. But I would like to get them to pay attention before that happens. And similarly, when it comes to whooping cough, I think during pregnancy, pregnant ladies are at times very careful about getting vaccines. But I would always say that during pregnancy, the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine is for you. But the actual pertussis vaccine is to protect your child in the first number of months. And I think that's really important. So I think the basic vaccination programs we have in Ireland, as Cliona mentioned, are really good. I think that the measles one have been let go. And I think the whooping cough vaccine as well is beginning to slip also. So I think we should take this chance to, at any time of the year, these are two vaccines that are vital for your children and vital for mums to get them for when their child is born.
Okay, and the whooping cough vaccination, is that part of the childhood immunisation programme?
It is. We actually start that at 8 weeks, but it's that first 8 weeks. If any of your listeners have gone to Australia to visit some grandchildren who are brought there, one of the main things that the public health in Australia ask the parent or the grandparents to do is to get an actual pertussis booster, and it's a really safe vaccine, and it's one that if you get pertussis later in life, a friend of mine got pertussis recently. He's an adult and he coughed for 40 nights. But if a child gets it under 8 weeks, they can die, and it's a really difficult disease. So I think it's simply prevented by the pregnant mum having a pertussis vaccine between 20 and 30 weeks. Really.
It's safe to do that in pregnancy, and it is offered
totally
and available.
Totally safe. It's there. It's part of that program. I think when mothers are presented for, well, the COVID and the flu is to protect you and during your pregnancy in case you get very sick, they sort of go, maybe. But when you explain that it's for your child and it will protect your child in the first 8 weeks of their life, they are usually, once they're informed about that, they generally will take it.
All right. And a word about Mpox then, Cliona. How concerned are people in your community about this one?
Well, certainly worldwide, or certainly in Africa, it is spreading, and again a rather nasty virus. There isn't huge amounts of it coming through to Europe at the moment. It's not as infectious or contagious as it's a different type of virus. So it's certainly, and WHO has certainly put out a warning. But I think we've quite enough on our plate already with all the ones that Dennis has described, and I think we can do things rather than kind of, of course we should be worrying, or not worrying, but there are some things we can do. Could we even talk briefly about that?
Of course, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. As we come into the winter season, you know, when things get very hectic, we do know that stress, diet, sleep, exercise, all impact on our immune systems. So I think that's another, besides handing out the advice about taking up the vaccines, we can also look to how our own personal health. It won't completely protect you, protect everybody, but certainly as a nation, we can increase our health and our resistance to viral infection by how we live our lives. And the last, besides all of those ones that everyone talks about, I think one that you really appreciate in all your list is about social activity, talking with friends and being with friends and having a laugh and having fun to try and reduce the stress and reduce the difficulties.
All right, that's great advice. Thank you, Cliona, and thank you very much as well to Dennis McCauley. Coming up next, Ed Finn is going to be with us to tell us about some US cities off the usual tourist track.